Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check. All right. Hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. Very happy to have you all with me. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And I'm very excited about tonight's show. It seems, as of late, my program has turned into sort of the Nancy Grace of BTR. All we're talking about now is trials and sentencing and all this stuff. Last night we were talking about Jeremy Hammond, the hacktivist who got sentenced, announced his plea deal yesterday and is awaiting his sentencing on September 6th. Very spirited discussion about that last night. If you missed it, I would encourage you to check the archives. It was great. Of course, I always think of questions after the fact that I want to ask, so, oh well. But, so tonight, another court case is going to be a topic of the show. And this particular case is one that I didn't really know existed until today, pretty much. Kind of like Amanda Bynes. I don't know what the fuck was going on until I saw it on Twitter. So, apparently, this guy, William Talley, he's a former healthcare executive turned Twitter activist. Apparently, he was sentenced today for a year in prison and I believe 8 years probation. For possession of hundreds of pornographic images of children. Wow. Another pedo case, huh? So this is a little write-up out of the Tennessean by Bobby Allen. Just going to read through this real quick to give you a little background. A former Nashville healthcare executive turned social media personality will be behind bars for a year and serve 8 years probation for possessing hundreds of pornographic images of children. Bill Talley, 50, who once operated a successful medical equipment company and lived in a West End condominium, now calls a motel on Murfreesboro Road. Not even a real road. Come on. Murfreesboro, Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro Road. Yeah, right. Bogus. Anyway, his living, he calls that motel his living quarters now. From which he has amassed a significant following. A political commentator on Twitter. I've never heard of him. I follow a lot of political commentators on Twitter. Never heard of the dude. Apparently he went by Political Bill. No. Sorry. Not on my radar. Talley first fell on hard times with a substance abuse problem that culminated with when authorities, suspecting that he was trafficking drugs, raided his condo in 2005, along with cocaine and lots of prescription medications, investigators also found droves of child pornography. Prosecutors charged Talley on multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and drug possession with intent to sell. He has fought the charges for 8 years. Oh, he's been fighting these charges. This happened 8 years ago. Wow. It's almost like a prison sentence in and of itself. That's why he's broke. He's been paying legal bills for 8 years. He has fought the charges for 8 years, with his final defeat coming when the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear his appeal. In February, Talley pled guilty to two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and one count of drug possession with intent to sell. Six other charges were dismissed. Years ago, Talley hired attorney David Rabin to appeal his case to the Court of Criminal Appeals, the Tennessee Supreme Court, and finally to the country's highest court, the Supreme Court. Each time, Rabin argued that authorities unlawfully seized materials from Talley's West End condo. Every court rejected the argument. As the appeals process slowly unfolded, man, 8 years, that's slow. Talley reinvented himself on Twitter as a progressive political activist. His Twitter name, political_Bill, has garnered nearly 10,000 followers. If I was Bobby's editor, I'm gonna do an online copy edit. I'm gonna change that from 10,000 followers to over 9,000. That's right. Okay. I'm gonna read it again. All right, you guys ready? Bear with me here. I'm a journalist too. God damn it, I am part of the alternative media. Oh man, I'm really stoked. Hang on a second here. What the hell? All right, whatever. Okay, so I rewrote this sentence. I just did some copy editing here. Sorry, I can't talk and copy edit at the same time, apparently. As the appeals process slowly unfolded, Talley reinvented himself on Twitter as a progressive political activist. His Twitter name, political_Bill, has garnered over 9,000 followers. Revelations of his guilty pleas have sparked a backlash on the social media site from former Talley devotees. Here's a quote from Matt Osborne, who we're going to have on in a second. On Twitter, people will gather around someone and give that person a little cult of personality. He was trying to create a new identity to replace the one he no longer had in Nashville. What else? This thing goes on to say, after a year in prison, he will have to register as a sex offender. Talley said he owed some $1 million in back taxes following the collapse of his business. Although Talley pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography, Attorney John Williams, his attorney, implied several times during the hearing that his client was unaware that having child pornography was illegal. Williams also said his client had tried to get rid of the files, but his business kept him busy with other matters. You got to be kidding me. Dude, put it on your to-do list. First thing in the morning, log on to computer. Delete porn, child porn. It's so easy to do. You go to your child porn folder, you click on it, drag it into the trash can, empty the trash, bada bing, bada boom. Don't give me that shit. Yeah. The lawyer continues, he had more things to be concerned with than things popping up on his computer. Yeah, popping up on his computer. He means figuratively popping up on his computer. Apparently, Talley's Twitter persona was mentioned several times in court. Prosecutor Housel presented several examples of Talley's Twitter page in which he was denied any wrongdoing and dismissed the state's allegations to some of his fans. Williams countered that some on Twitter have attempted to smear Talley, saying he acted like a Twitter lynch mob. I guess his followers acted like it. This sounds a lot like that other dude. Todd Kincannon, the South Carolina douchebag troll. And his Twitter mob. It sounds like the same thing. And that guy's a sexual deviant as well. What's up with that? Political sexual deviance. I don't get it. Well, to hopefully give us some clarity, we have a gentleman who I believe, was sat in on the proceedings today and was live tweeting it, and has he's a blogger, and he's going to be reporting on this very soon. And I really appreciate his patience in giving us. I'm going to bring him on now. It's Matt Osborne. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you calling in. So you were at the sentencing today?
Yes, I was at the sentencing today. The whole affair was delayed by some technical problems in the courtroom with the court reporter's computer, but those were resolved, and I was told that I could sit in the jury box, so I did. And so I was opposite Mr. Cowley and was able to observe him while the sentencing hearing was conducted. He was completely unrepentant. He struck me as an incredible narcissist. Everything is conspiracy against William Talley, you see, because that receipt that the cops found that shows him using his credit card to buy the video of the 3-year-old girl being raped, that credit card billing, that was the result of a phishing email, you see. So that wasn't his fault. And, you know, that video that he downloaded, you know, he had to keep that in his office safe because he didn't, you know, he didn't have time to go chasing down things that pop up on his desktop, right? It's just a really dissonant defense. I mean, ignorance of the law is no excuse anyway, but, I mean, come on. You had to know it was illegal what you were doing. And that had to be why you were doing it, because it was such a rush, because it was illegal. So anyway,
How does a 50-year-old not know what child pornography, possession of child pornography is good for? I mean,
right.
Seriously, but you haven't watched the news enough to figure out that, and it's crazy. I think it's a crazy law. Just having images like digital ones, basically digital ones and zeros on a screen, can get you in jail for potentially 8 years. Like, not taking,
absolutely.
Like, I think that's kind of crazy. I think some of these hacking sentences, maximum sentences, are fucking ludicrous. But so he's part of this United Blue. What's United Blue? What are they all about?
Unite Blue, it was a sort of a strange phenomenon that brewed up. It was a reaction and dressed itself up as a reaction to Todd Kincannon and all that craziness with his Twitter Gulag Defense Network. Unite Blue sort of packaged itself in a strange permutation of that mythology around spam blocking and whatnot, all that activity that the Twitter Gulag guys do. You know, you can defend yourself against spam blocking by having 2,000 followers, and this is how you get to 2,000 followers. You have to join Unite Blue and follow all these guys. And, well, it becomes a pin follow back thing, you know. It's almost it's a pyramid scheme in addition to being a team follow back thing. You know, you have to add so many people, and you move up, and you add another list, and, you know, it's all about getting more and more follows and following more and more people so that your numbers look better. And it's just, that's built for narcissism, you know, that whole thing where people have got to have 100,000 followers so they buy them, or, you know, people do the team follow-back thing so they can have 10,000 followers and feel good about themselves. I mean, who the hell gets, you know, an ego boost out of having a larger Twitter following? I just don't understand that. You know, one thing to be fresh to Twitter and have only a couple hundred followers and say, yeah, I wish I had more followers. But if you've got 3,000 followers, 4,000 followers, you know, why do you need to reach 10,000? How does that improve you as a person?
Over 9,000.
So I've never understood that to begin with. I'm sorry?
Oh, he's got over 9,000 followers. Can you believe that?
Yeah, at one point he had about 10,000. And the follower number diminished. Oh, yes. He's lost a lot of followers.
Hmm. Yeah. It looks like he's still over 9,000, though.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
No, it's definitely over 9,000.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it.
It's over 9,000!
Anyway, so the guy's huge on Twitter. He's enormous on Twitter. He just blows up, and he does the same thing that Todd Kincannon does on the right hand side of the spectrum, and he gets together this little Twitter mob, and he's a sexual deviant who loves to wield the power of this mob. Am I correct?
Well, I want to make clear that we're not talking about all of the people who have a Unite Blue twibbon or whatever. I mean, there are plenty of people who got into Unite Blue because they were looking for a community on Twitter. You know, they're looking for a progressive community. That was something in demand.
So are you a part of Unite Blue?
No, I'm not with Unite Blue. I have no dog in the Unite Blue fight. But Unite Blue itself just seemed a little strange to some people, and some people didn't like the way it arrived because what they did was they took the Unite Blue Twitter account, used to be the Connect to the Left Twitter account, and that was an actual grassroots, regular people effort that, they felt had been hijacked. So that started things off on kind of the wrong foot with Unite Blue to begin with. Tally was attracted to it, I think, because of the whole team follow back thing. It was a great way to increase his follower count even more and become even more visible of a quote unquote leader. Yeah, in court he talked about online leadership because he's such an online leader, supposedly. But the reporter who wrote that story that you were reading to your listeners told me when he looked at Bill Tally's stream, it's like, I'm looking at it, and I don't get it. It's kind of bland. It's not anything special. It's not anything particularly, potent or exciting. So a lot of people have made that observation. Just a little bit, I don't want to say fake because that's kind of the wrong word. He was putting on a false front of being this great progressive activist, but I don't think he was ever actually all that knowledgeable politically, and I don't think he was ever all that interesting of a commentator. Just the fact that he was well-regarded, well-liked. Everybody liked Bill. So when all of this stuff happened, it started with the controversy over Unite Blue, where it came from, what it really was. Is this some sort of right-wing thing, masquerading as the left? We want to know. And, the last year has seen a lot of rat fuckery and strange stuff with Twitter politics to begin with. So,
and speaking of Twitter, just to put things in perspective,
mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber has 39 million followers.
Yes, thank you for that perspective.
39 million.
Yes.
He gets more retweets than this Tally dude had followers.
You can say just ridiculous things on Twitter all day and build a huge following.
Or you can be a popular pop musician.
That's true. You could be a popular pop musician and automatically have millions of people follow you. But if you're doing politics on Twitter, it's a niche. You're not going to have these enormous followings of millions of people. That doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah.
But, so there were questions about Unite Blue and the news about his guilty plea emerged when he was on the board of Unite Blue, and so he was removed from the board of Unite Blue.
Wait, these motherfuckers have a board? Do they have like a brick and mortar?
They attempted to formalize. They attempted to formalize.
They have a brick and mortar office or some shit?
Yeah, they were going to do the whole 501c4 or whatever thing that is so controversial.
Oh, yeah, good luck getting through the IRS with that one now.
Yeah, exactly.
I suggest they name themselves the Tea Party Patriots for Liberty.
That's a good suggestion.
Anybody with a name like that now. Because they have to overcompensate now. They're like, fuck, we fucked up, dude. Okay, now it can't, the kibbutz on all the patriot groups. All right, that's enough. So now's a perfect time to name yourself one of those. You know what I'm saying? Just a little tip.
Yeah, exactly. Steal the meme, you know. Take it over. And behaving like right-wing jerks, this particular group of Unite Blue enthusiasts and William Talley friends, they've been damaging the Unite Blue brand for weeks now with this noise and denial and it's just, I didn't expect Anonymous to come along. I didn't expect for people, a crowd to gather on Twitter that wasn't necessarily political, wasn't interested in politics. I was not expecting all these anti-pedo accounts to start following me and start.
Oh, dude, being a pedo is like the worst accusation you can make on the internet. If somebody doesn't have dirt on you, they'll either call you a fed or a pedo, guaranteed, or a pedo fed.
A pedo fed. What is a pedo fed? That wouldn't be an interesting picture.
I know. We're talking about internet trolls, dude. They don't understand contradiction.
Well, yeah, and the dissonance is just palpable when you read their tweets, and it still is tonight. And it would be hilarious if it wasn't so sick. But one thing that I've learned in all this is, Anonymous is a very diverse thing, but if there's one thing that Anons all seem to agree on, is that people who abuse children really suck. And so I am just really glad that I was there to see that. At the same time, I've got lots of people on my side of the political aisle, I guess, on Twitter, who are a little mad that people on our side got doxxed, got named and shamed, and it's like, we're going to have to take our lumps. This is a pedophile here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Excuse me, I'm being sniffed by a rabbit, excuse me.
Okay.
Handle the rabbit.
Yeah, handle your rabbit, dude. I was handling my rabbit earlier.
I actually have a real rabbit here, which was nibbling.
What's your
on
rabbit's
my foot.
Name? What's your rabbit's name?
This rabbit is named Maynard Moon Bunny.
Maynard Moon Bunny.
Yes, he's named for Maynard Keenan, of course.
Are you a hippie?
No, I'm not a hippie.
Sounds like a hippie name.
I'm not a hippie.
Name.
No, he's sort of a hippie bunny, so.
Okay. All right, so I've been getting some tweets, and people are saying, I got to ask you some hard-hitting questions, okay?
Right.
And I'm honestly, I've been pretty much straightforward. I had no idea who this guy was or anything about him until this popped up on the radar today. So this is all news to me. But there are some people that obviously have been following this and want to jump in and ask you stuff. Do you mind taking a few questions from the internet?
Well, you know what? I don't mind, but I do want to preface that event by just pointing out that a lot of people with old butthurts have, come around talking trash in my timeline lately as if, me writing about William Talley is somehow on behalf of some other person and whatnot, and, just fuck all that, I found a pedophile, for fuck's sake. I wrote about him. I didn't want him hanging around in my hashtags. I didn't want him on Twitter. I didn't want, if you're going to do politics, you got to keep it clean for the kids. Politics can sometimes be rough and a contact sport, but, just Whatever. I'll take a couple of questions here.
All right. I don't think these are that bad, to be honest. I mean, All right. There's just a couple of them. One says, this is from Julie. She goes by Fake Julie.
Fake Julie, yeah.
Fake Julie, a big fan of yours? You familiar with her work?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Fake Julie, but not a fan of mine, I don't think.
Okay. Well, she says, well, she's fake, so it might be a he. Can you ask Osborne why he turned a blind eye to shock following and defending a political bill after pedo info was released? I guess allegedly shock, S-H-O-Q, was defending bill after the charges or whatever the info came out?
No, that's not correct. Matt Shock found out, I want to say it was probably around October or November when we first, he told me about it. He first got the hint that something was wrong with Bill Talley. But, you know, he hadn't pled guilty yet. So all you had was an old article from 2005. Yeah, you could tell from his LinkedIn profile that it was this guy probably, but what do you do with that? So we didn't jump on it right away. I know I didn't jump on it right away. He certainly didn't. Later on, when he became prominent with Unite Blue, I remember that Shock probably told Trina what was going on, what he had heard before. And it's my understanding she went and, you know, did the research and discovered that he had pled guilty, which, you know, had not happened yet at the time that he first got word about it. And I don't remember him ever defending Bill, actually. What I remember mostly is that back in March when it first emerged, that everybody was blaming Shock for harassing Bill and smearing Bill with this information. You know, it wasn't true. It was a fabrication. That's what I remember. Or, you know, he had done some sort of horrible deed. The newest iteration of this is that, you know, he somehow withheld this information so that it would destroy Unite Blue. Like, really, come on, people. So, no, this is not true.
Sorry, I was screening. I got pulled away. I missed what you just said. Go ahead, Matt. Could you say that again?
I was just saying my memory of this is that Shock got this information that something was wrong with Bill, but we didn't realize that he had pled guilty until he showed up on Unite Blue's board, and I think he told something to Trina about it, and Trina went off and did digging around for evidence, came up with the information that he had pled guilty, is my recollection. And right away, you know, the trolls were accusing Shock of smearing Tally, of, you know, being mean to him and fabricating things. And no, but this ahistorical idea that Matt was Matt Edelstein is his real name, that somehow he was defending Bill Talley. No, I don't remember him ever defending Bill Talley. I know that Bill Talley has a strange idea that, you know, somehow we were asking him to betray his followers and we exposed him on purpose because he wouldn't betray his followers. Like, what the hell are you talking about? There's just all kinds of crazy rumors out there from people who are trying really hard to deny a self-evident truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's my answer.
Okay. One more on the subject of Shock, who has blocked me now. He was tweeting at me earlier.
Really?
Now I'm blocked. And I don't think I even said anything to him or about I. All right. But anyway, this question is again about Shock. Why did Shock and RJ Sterling break up?
Break up?
Yeah. What does that mean? Were they a team or a couple?
I don't remember that they were ever a couple.
Like E, maybe like E.
You know, personality clash. I know that there was a lot of solidarity last year because I didn't know who the hell RJ Sterling was until I saw him in my timeline getting sniped at by Jason Wade Taylor, who is a whole other story.
Oh, my God. Please don't go there. Please just continue.
You know, and RJ just was really good about he was very adept at spotting sock puppets and letting us know and that sort of thing. And I did not know anything about him at the time. And I've gotten to know him a little bit. I know that Shock has talked to him a couple of times. They were friends for a little while. I don't know why they're not, you know, buddy-buddy right now, but they're not attacking each other, you know. Whatever. I don't know what that drama's all about.
Okay. Apparently, Shock is not blocking me. That was weird, because he was tweeting at me, and then I tried to look at a thread that he tweeted, and it said, account protected. And I tried to click on his thing. It says, you are blocked from performing this, blah, blah.
I was like, maybe it was Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter being weird.
Fucking weird that way. But whatever, he's not blocking me now. All right, we quashed that that drama anyway. Okay, more questions. Fuck. Oh, and these questions are. I forgot to tell you that last question, the RJ Sterling breakup question, was from this Miss Molly Lolly.
Yeah, see, you're asking me questions that come from sock puppet accounts that are absolutely obsessed with Shock. I mean, that's all they do all day is tweet
all right,
about
here's,
Shock. And they tweet
okay,
about
here's
RJ
one that's not about.
Think he's,
here's one that's not about Shock. That's also from Miss Molly Lolly. This question, it says, why did Matt post a 3-year-old's private info on his blog?
A 3-year-old's private info?
Yeah, did you post a 3-year-old's private info on your blog?
I'm thinking here. Maybe they're referring to the plane ticket that I put online. That's related to all that old Shock drama from last year. Honey Badger LA, this woman in California who picked up her 3-year-old child and flew out to Florida to, you know, stay a few days with Shock and then flew back out to Colorado, excuse me. She was in Colorado at the time, I think. And she was, his friend on Twitter for a little while, and then she turned against him and called him a pedophile and other choice names. Now she seems to be okay with an actual, real, not imaginary pedophile. She reemerged recently amidst all this tally tweeting flame war stuff. She suddenly pops off and starts tweeting about how awful he is. Oh, Shock is so terrible. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about this guy. 2009, friend of his called him, and she had gone on a date with Jim Alger, who was another Twitter personality, Twitter famous guy. He was doing a podcast too. She had gone on a date with him. He took her to a hotel room and he raped her. And she called Shock from the bathroom and said, "You will not believe, I just got raped." And Shock and his friends drove Jim Alger off Twitter. I mean, let's face it, I would too. And at the time, Twitter had some standards. So,
that must have been before 2009, because I've been on for a while and I've seen zero standards, bro.
Well, you know, they got him off Twitter. And there are people still butthurt about it. They think that, you know, it was some sort of terrible thing that Shock did. And that's where sort of the legend, I think, started to grow that, you know, he did these horrible things to people. He's this horrible abuser who releases personal information. You know, and the thing about the ticket, that's another Shock question coming at you right there. They're trying to tell you what horrible people we are. Well, you know, if this woman's going to go online and say all these untrue, horrible things about him, the truth is going to come out. And
I'm going to be the one who tells the truth.
Amen, brother. Okay, here's another question. Getting back to Bill Talley. This is from Political News. Yeah. They want to know, can you tell us what the terms of probation are for Bill Talley? So what are the terms of, once he gets out of jail, what are the terms for those additional 8 years?
I have to do a lot of follow-up on this, but my understanding at this time is that he will be forbidden from communicating with children. He has to report to the sex offender board. Tennessee has a board. So he'll be a registered sex offender. He will have to have a known address and all that sort of thing that goes along with being a sex offender. And it's my understanding that he will not be able to access the internet. And I want to make sure that that happens. If I have to mount grassroots citizen effort to keep him off Twitter, I will.
Yeah, I think Twitter should be definitely a part of the terms of his probation. No access to Twitter. And you know what?
Yeah.
They'd be doing the dude a favor, seriously. This shit, this Twitter shit is like it's like a drug. And it could get you in trouble with drugs.
And it got him in trouble today. You know?
I know.
He was trying to use Twitter to present himself as this, you know, great person. And he wound up just getting exposed with his own tweets. It was not helpful to him. So, you know, definitely he needs to be off Twitter. And it'll be, you're right, it will be better for him to be off Twitter. But, you know, he'll still be lying to somebody.
Well,
I'm
purely judging off of what I've read and recited tonight, but he sounds to me like kind of a douchebag, and karma's biting him in the ass.
Bite harder. Oh, karma,
he'll keep doing it. He'll probably, you know, I don't know how crazy he might be, but. You know, there's no reason why he won't create a sock or has already a sock and is out there, you know, still. Or will when he gets back.
It looks like that he had some sock puppets that he's handed off to other people to manage for him while he was in prison.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you always got to do the obligatory like auto tweet of your blog or some shit.
Right. You know, he's probably got scheduled tweets that still haven't come out yet. I'm sure we'll see a tweet from him tomorrow sometime. I haven't even looked at his account. He may even have tweets tonight. You know, he's tweeting from jail, right? No, he's using a social media organizer is what he's doing.
Right on. Well, I'm getting hit up with all kinds of tweets now. You know, the folks that are hitting me up on Twitter, don't be shy. You can sign up for BTR really fast. It's free. It's easy. You just create a screen name and boom, you can chat in the chat room instead of tweeting me. But I'm trying to get to these tweets. A Political News says Talley claims he was lynched by a Twitter mob. Did that make him commit the crimes in 2005?
Yeah. Right. There's this
Sorry, weird sort of reverse thing. I was still tweeting though. I've been tweeting for a while before it was actually Twitter. But back in the day, it was just I just went around with a megaphone, and every once in a while, if I saw somebody like slip over a banana peel, I'd just be like. LOL. That's how we use
it. As long as you get in 140 characters.
Tweeting. IRL tweeting. FTW.
Oh,
Anyway, I got some callers on the line, and I think some that might have some questions for you. Let's
good Lord.
Let's see what we got here. We got my good friend Hammurabi's Code, who's a regular here.
Okay.
Welcome, Hammurabi's Code. Hammy, on self-mute. Hello?
Hey,
are you there, Hammy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you fall asleep? Did we bore you?
No. In fact, Neil was telling me about this political bill shit earlier today.
Oh, really?
And
what do you think?
I don't know anything about political bill, but I do think it's a fucking joke that people who fuck kids get 1 year in prison and 8 years probation, which they'll likely use to fuck kids, and people who fuck around on the computer can get several years to dozens of years for fucking around on a computer. Kind of doesn't make sense.
I think the moral to the story is don't use the computers or the internet.
Honestly, I think at some point there's going to need to be a reboot. I think...
isn't there going to be an Internet 2.0? Like, isn't Google going to run Google Fiber all over the fucking joint?
Yeah, I don't know anything about Google.
If they do that, replace the existing pipes with Google Fiber, that'll be pretty
sounds
fucking
secure.
Huh?
Well, you know, let me take a stab at this for just a second.
Yeah.
Tally was actually sentenced under the statute that was in effect at the time of his arrest. If he was sentenced under current Tennessee statutes, he would have had at least 8 years to enjoy in prison. So, yeah, it is absolutely fucked up. I agree that the guy gets 1 year in prison for, child rape porn. And, you can just do the virtual equivalent of a sit-in, and you can wind up going to prison for years and years. And that's just wrong. Very
yeah, we were, our topic very, last night, Jeremy Hammond, he's looking at, he did a plea deal, and he's looking at the maximum 10 years. But he'll probably end up with, I'm thinking 3 to 5, somewhere in there. And that's still more than this sick motherfucker who wants to rape kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're absolutely right.
This other kid, this kid that we were talking about last night, when he gets out, he's going to do it again. He's got a long history of this. He's done it. He's got tons of priors. He's just an activist. Nothing's going to stop him. He's just going to keep doing it. And I think pedophiles, it's probably the same thing. Like it's like a sickness. They can't shake it. It's just in them. And
a lot of the times it actually is a result of people who were raped as kids, but there's plenty of people who don't end up fucking kids because they were fucked as a kid. I mean, I don't think there's really any excuse for it. Like, if you recognize you want to fuck kids instead of adults, you should probably go see somebody about that instead of trying to find a way to fuck as many kids without getting caught as humanly possible.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you'll find is that in pedophilia, narcissism runs rampant. So, I don't have a problem. You're the one with the problem. You just can't accept that I like to fuck kids. That's how they think.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's one dude who, I read through this guy's shit. I actually wrote a little Twitter scraper because Anonymous is so good about tagging pedophiles when they come across them online. And I'm not looking at that shit, so why not use Twitter's API, scrape their account, get all their followers following, because there are people who will fucking scout accounts and verify which are and which aren't legit, which you can pass off. But One dude in particular claims to run the girl love scene, and I read through this guy's shit through a cached forum thread under his name, which I guess he's now off Twitter. He was at Tabitha Sira, and he's like a part of this Tabitha Church shit. His name's Michael Mack in Seattle, and he thinks he's real anonymous and shit. He's not. His actual name is attached to his fucking photo bucket account, but that's another story. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you read through this guy's fucking posts and it's like, it's him talking about how great he is. And I mean, it's the same deal with Joe Pye 91, the almighty Anon. He'd come into anti-pedo ops and talk shit about, you know, You guys just don't get it. And, you know, the age of consent shouldn't be 18, and there really shouldn't be any age of consent because, you know, who's to say who's mature enough to, you know, make that decision, who's not? And I hadn't really considered the whole narcissism part of it, but you're absolutely right. From what I've seen, these fuckers are extremely narcissistic.
Yeah, You make a good observation there about you just put the dots together and you've drawn the picture. It's almost uncanny. You have to look at pedophilia as a kind of narcissism to begin with, because really it's about power. It's not about sex. The sex is just, I guess, riding on the power trip. And, you know, that's narcissism. I am so much more powerful than the person I'm fucking. It's just built right into it.
Right on. Hey, let's bring on another caller. We have another regular.
Thanks, Amarapi.
We have Just Sicko, the artist, the Twitter artist formerly known as Anon Sicko. He now goes by Just Sicko. Welcome to the show, Sicko. You're on with Matt.
What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing?
Hi.
Doing fantastical.
Doing great.
We're talking about this pedophile that just got sentenced today, Bill. Have you been following this at all, Sicko?
No, I mean this is the first I've heard of it. Like, I mean, I see the occasional TGD and Unite Blue drama news, whatever you want to put it, on my timeline, but not much. Like, most of the people I talk to are kind of above all that stupid shit. Especially like with Unite Blue and both Unite Blue and TGD and taking money and accepting donations because it costs money to run Twitter lists. Like, what the fuck is that shit? You know what I mean? Like that.
I know a lot of these Twitter things seem like just opportunists.
And that's what they are.
Todd Kincannon is I don't even know if that's how you say his name, but you know what I'm talking about. He's the prototypical example.
You know,
just a complete douchebag. And that guy was in politics.
Yeah,
that's the kind of people that are in politics.
I mean, me and him followed each other for a little bit. We'd had a couple conversations that were actually, I was like, okay, well, this guy's got, you know, he may be a troll, but fuck, how many trolls do I know? But he also was, you know, saying some intelligent shit in my DMs, and then all that shit has disappeared over the recent months, and I eventually was just like, fuck this, and unfollowed him, and it's just so ridiculous, man. It's like, when we were talking about that We the People idea and shit like that, like TGDN and Unite Blue were the very definitions of what we were wanting to combat. You know what I mean? Let's form teams based on our political views on Twitter and fight each other. If that's how the people are acting, of course that's how our politicians are going to be acting. You know what I mean? Like, It's just fucking stupid. Like, this is some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. As for this pedo dude getting sentenced to, what'd you say, like a year and a half?
A year.
A year? I've got two friends in jail right now who are going to do a lot more than a year for victimless crimes, not molesting children or downloading porn of people molesting children and shit. I've got 14 friends who are looking at, you know, 15 years or more in prison for essentially protesting online. I've got how many people are sitting in jail for small amounts of weed for, you know, years and years on end because of the illegal, war on drugs that we're fighting now. And it's just fucking insane. Like, how does a pedo only get a year?
Roseanne Barr just tweeted that all pedos need to be sent into earthly exile. So, is she suggesting we have, like, Pedo Island, like a Gitmo for pedophiles? What the hell
that
is
actually
she...
actually sort of makes sense.
You know what? When my fascist administration takes over power in the year 2026, I'll take that into consideration, Roseanne. Appreciate that interjection. Yeah, kind of like the old Greek Isle of Lesbos. I'm going to bring back that as well. We will have basically all the states will just be sort of balkanized. There'll be like one state with just butch dykes. Okay. Then there's another state with all the anonymous kids. They can have another. They can have like fucking Montana. All right. No, they can't have Montana. There's like oil and shit there. They can have Rhode Island. There's probably enough states to fill, and it's already happening, whether you like it or not. The federal government is going to go broke, and it's going to go bankrupt, and what's going to be left is the states. And what's going to be cool is you're going to have states like it's already happening in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. I mean, it's in its infant stage, but that shit's going to grow. And, you know, by the time the federal government totally collapses, New Hampshire will probably be the first state to secede.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Texas, maybe. Texas might be one of the few states in the union that could be self-sufficient.
Well, I'm here in Alabama, gentlemen, so I am fucked.
You're fucked regardless of what happens just because you're in Alabama.
Oh, okay. Political news is suggesting that the pedos not even be on the Earth. They get shipped to another planet. Oh, fuck.
The moon?
No, moon's kind of boring, dude.
Well,
I would say
Venus. Fine.
Isn't Venus the closest thing to resembling Earth? That's like our twin sister planet, right? Send them to Venus.
Except for the crushing atmospheric pressures and highly toxic atmosphere, yeah.
Hey, they'll have to adapt, you know? It's evolution.
That's right.
It's evolution, right? They'll build up an immunity. It's evolution.
Exactly.
A perfect example of the federal government not wanting to protect kids against pedos is the fact that how many of these Catholic priests have been put in jail for touching little kids? They're not, because our government allows the Vatican to protect them. And it's like, I don't give a fuck what the Vatican says. If some priest in fucking San Francisco starts touching little boys, then SFPD or the FBI has every
Hey. Why has it got to be San Francisco?
It was just the first city that popped to mind.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right. It's just, yeah. There must be a gay pedophile. It's got to be a priest in San Francisco.
Ha! Do they even have Catholic priests in San Francisco at this point?
Dude, I take exception to that. I'm a Catholic. I'm a devout Catholic.
But you're not a Catholic priest.
Well, my uncle was a Catholic priest, and he didn't diddle with little boys, all right? They're not all pedophiles.
No, I'm not saying they're all pedophiles. That's not what I said, Vince. Oh, I said look at all the priests that have been
busted. They're not all in San Francisco either. Just, they're everywhere.
Fine, San Jose.
So I'd like to advise your hypothetical pedophile priest to reside in, oh, let's say, Providence, Rhode Island.
You know, it doesn't matter the city, Vince. All I'm saying is our federal government to my knowledge, has prosecuted very few, if any, of these priests, even though there's all kinds of evidence linking them to these fucking charges. And it's like, that should be one of the few things our government is doing, is protecting fucking children. You know what I mean?
That should be a primary responsibility of government. I absolutely agree.
You know, and don't get me wrong, I get the dangers in that, because a lot of shit laws they pass are passed in the name of protecting children. So I'm not saying that the government should be out passing laws to protect children, but when there's absolute evidence that kids are being molested, then yeah, that's something our government should be taking care of, you know? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, sorry, everything went quiet. I thought maybe I lost connection or something, or Vince green roomed me.
I was just putting out my cigarette.
I want to go back to something you said earlier in the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
You said, why does anybody need 10,000 Twitter followers? And as somebody who happens to have 11,000 Twitter followers, I can tell you that having that many followers is a fucking blast. And it's not because I get a whole bunch of retweets, because that's not necessarily true. It's like, even out of 10,000 or 11,000 followers, my best tweets get 20 or 30 retweets. You know what I mean? So the percentage isn't very high. But what I like is I tweet something out and I can get 8, 9, 10, 15 different opinions to it. Now, a lot of these people, when it comes to TGDN and Unite Blue, they want the followers for two reasons. One, because of the suspensions, and that's a legit reason. Like, suspending somebody, you know, blocking reporting and getting somebody suspended on Twitter is so fucking ridiculous. Like, come on now. Especially with, like, me. Like, if my main account got suspended right now, oh, man, that would suck. Not saying I would, like, die or anything, but that would suck. This is almost 3 years worth of work I've put into this account. I've got over 100,000 tweets. But they also want it because they make it, they feel special. It's like, oh, 10,000 people follow me. And look, as somebody who has that many followers, let me tell you, all of those people aren't paying attention to every single one of the tweets I send out. Like I said, my best tweets get 30 followers or get 30 retweets, you know? So it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but no. I guarantee you at least over 9,000 are paying attention to your tweet. They might not respond to it actively, but passively they're consuming it. They read it. They'll read your tweets. They absorb it. So I think you get over 9,000 easily.
It's over 9,000!
Yeah,
anyway,
to clear that up, as to why somebody might want thousands of followers like that.
All right,
that's very interesting.
Okay. Let's. All right, we all agree. You know, Twitter following is whatever. It's ridiculous, and we're going to move on and try to get back to talking about Tally and his sentencing. And we got a caller for you, Matt. This guy goes by the name of Omegle Dev, and he's got a question for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Omegle Dev.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Doing good. You're on with Matt.
Hey, Matt. Quick question. I mean, you know, I was, you know, really hardly involved with you know, the whole political bill thing. I made, like, a couple websites. I doxed him. I did a lot of things about him. I got all the information on everything that he'd ever done, even before everyone knew that he was a pedophile. And then right after, we all knew he was a pedophile, all the information. And then even hearing today, you know, that you're just disgusted with the things that you heard in court. He only got a year. And I was reading some tweets that, you know, you and I had exchanged earlier. And I still can't really find this law that you're talking about where he you know, would be getting a year due to this law that was passed back in, you know, just a few years ago. Can you tell us more about that?
I don't know exactly what year Tennessee changed their statute, but if you're familiar with the U.S. Constitution, you know that it forbids ex post facto laws, which means I can't make something illegal today and prosecute you for doing it yesterday, right?
Correct, yes.
So he had to be sentenced under the statute that was in effect in 2005.
Mm.
So the way the statute was written at the time, you know, the judge had to apply it that way rather than the way it is written now. If he had, I don't know exactly what year again it was changed. Like, let's say it was 2007. If he had been caught in 2007, then he would have been sent up for 8 solid years. 100% sentencing, they call it. You know, I absolutely agree that it's really fucked up. This guy is only going to serve 1 year. Absolutely. The guy should not be ever free to be on social media or the internet ever again, definitely. He should definitely be, you know, incarcerated for a while, a good long time. But, you know, we got the justice we got. We only got the measure of justice that we did get. We didn't get any more than that. And we're going to have to make our own justice. We can't be vigilantes and take him out when he gets out of prison, but we need to be, you know, watchful. We need to make sure that he's not able to operate like that again with a free hand.
And you know I'll stand right there and I'll make sure that he's not online like that. That's just disgusting. I don't understand how even 10 people would follow him right after, you know, everyone found out. 9,000 people? I mean, at one point he almost peaked 11,000, and, you know, and people were, I mean, he's like the sophisticated guy, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you saw him in the courtroom today, and I only get that out of, you know, how he tweets, how he comes off in his, you know, language on Twitter, that he's, you know, really sophisticated. He's like a hierarchy of himself. And it seems awkward that this guy could just sit there and say, well, he's like, what, 50? He could just say, oh, well, malware got to me, and I'll get to it. Let me check my schedule. That just screams to me that this guy is just fucking gross. You know, there's no other way to put it. He can't be on the internet. That's like 100%. He cannot. This guy needs to stay away from, like, parks, schools, and he needs to be on that sexual, you know, offenders registry list, which I'm glad they're putting him on there. This guy, like, needs to be isolated in a bubble so that nobody can even... He's gross.
Yeah, he needs to be hermetically sealed off from the children, definitely. He needs to be sealed off from the rest of us. I don't want him around. I wouldn't want him living next door to me.
Mm.
And, you know, as a matter of fact, my understanding is that, you know, the neighbor who originally called the police and made the anonymous tip that resulted in his arrest was just tired of the party lifestyle that he was living, you know. It was... Mm. Just a little too much. People going in and out all the time because he's selling the pills, you know. He had his girlfriend who was 19 and her 17-year-old brother living in the condo. So God knows what all kinds of crazy, insane, horrible sex things he was doing with those kids. You know, and I'm sure if I was living next door, I would want it to stop too.
Yeah, I would too, yeah. And I'm pretty sure, you know, and, you know, man, I feel bad for you that you even had to go up to Tennessee to be even near him. You know what I mean? That's just, I mean, from, you know, what I read on Twitter, you know, our, you know, what we tweeted left and right there. Yeah, I just feel bad. I mean, thousands of images. And from what I understand, they were grossly detailed out in court. And that's, you know, it's absurd. I mean, I could go out right now, which hypothetically speaking, I could go out right now, hijack a car, and get like 5, 6, 7 years or something. I guess like 8 years ago, I could have downloaded some child porn and got a year.
I hate to keep playing, you know, fuck that. I don't hate to keep playing up this hype. Jeremy Hammond hacks Stratford, releases all kinds of information to the public, including information about, like, Trapwire, which, while we all know everybody's spying on them, I don't think anybody realized it was connected globally the way it was until Trapwire came out. And all kinds of other information. And if he doesn't take the plea deal they offer him, then the government is prepared to charge him and 9 other hacks. They're trying to throw him in jail for 30, you know, 40 fucking years if he doesn't plead guilty. And now that he pled guilty to 10 years for a victimless crime.
Insane.
You know what I mean? And mind you, okay, I get that some donations were made on the credit card numbers that were dropped. But first off, these weren't innocent people that got affected by the Stratford hack. Okay? I'm like, say if somebody goes and hacks Sony and releases credit card information, every person that is on Stratford's list is there to collect. They're private intelligence company. These are wannabe spies. These are ex-FBI, ex-CIA people. These are people selling this information to the government. These are not innocent people. So it's like, sure, I get that some people made donations, but that wasn't Jeremy Hammond. All right, Jeremy Hammond wasn't the one making these donations. All Jeremy Hammond did was go and was like, hey, I'm gonna hack these people. I'm gonna take these schemes and these plots, and I'm gonna put them out in the public. And now he's gonna spend 10 years in prison.
He's not going to spend 10 years in prison. He's going to spend like 3 to 5. But I get your point. We got to steer it back to Bill Talley. Was that right, Talley? There's a bunch of people tweeting for Matt. A couple of them are just comments, and one is a question. Let's see. Gotham Rocker. You want the question first?
Yeah, go with the question first.
Okay, the question first is from Political News, saying we're starting a new campaign to get Twitter to ban convicted pedophiles upon sign-up. Do you agree, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. I'll whip that campaign myself.
Excellent. All right. So, and we also have a comment from Gotham_Rocker, who says, let's not forget Talley was not busted by the feds. Only Tennessee police, because they were looking for drugs. CP was the bonus. It was a surprise to them, but it was kind of like the... That's what took them down, really. If it was...
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's like, oh, the drugs, if you just would have been caught with drugs, it wouldn't have been such a big deal, but you had the kids on your computer, and, you know, sorry.
Yeah, you had the CD in your office safe.
Another comment is from Shock. He says, Talley has made himself notable, and he's likely to have his throat cut in prison where pedophiles aren't well regarded.
That can happen.
Yeah.
He'll probably wind up separated or segregated here at least for a while. I don't know that they'll just stick him in general population right away, because he would wind up dead.
So I got a story about this. I actually worked as a mover in college for a summer. And being a mover, not the best job in the world. So we had some people on work release from prison. One of the guys I worked with told me stories about kind of how they handle molesters when they find out and they are in G-pop. And I can tell you this much, getting your throat slashed would be a fucking treat compared to what they actually do. The favorite is the broom handle treatment, where they basically sharpen it and rape them with a broom handle until they internally bleed to death. So personally, I think that's a fitting punishment, but I mean, you know, justice system and whatever. You know, 1 year in prison, he's learned his lesson. So anyway, that's all I got.
By the way, Matt, I'd like to throw my two cents in on what you said there about how he'll be, you know, segregated. There was this case not too long ago, I mean, in retrospect, like 2 years ago here, a man was convicted of 35 counts of child pornography. They were images, and he was sentenced to 3 years in like a medium security prison. He also got 7 years probation. Then he had, I can't really remember all of his charges, but he was segregated for almost his entire time there. However, when they did put him in general population, he almost died. Basically, you go into prison, everyone knows why you're there. It's not a secret.
Oh, yeah.
And so once Bill hits, you know, population, it's going to be like he's there for life. I mean, the guy came out with, he had 4 broken bones that I know of, and he'd been beaten almost every single day.
Well, that's like John Kiriku, who's a CIA whistleblower. A letter that he wrote from prison just came out today. And he was talking about...
Hang on. I got to take care of some business. I was hoping that this show would be 100% assert-free, like last night's show. It's not. And assert has given me no recourse but to kick her off the show. Everybody's saying... goodbye to Assert MacFags. Good night. Thanks for coming out. She's provoking me. She sends her little minions to try to invade my show. She sends surrogates to try to try to offend me and to defame me. This aggression will not stand. Right?
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
You have to draw a line in the sand.
That's right. I rule like a benevolent dictator. I'm fully out there in the open fascist. I think that we should just we basically have fascism more or less in place already. We should just embrace it. And how to use it as a tool rather than call it capitalism or socialism.
A tool for change.
It's not about change. It's just it's about not fooling ourselves. Like let's
there you go.
I get it.
We're fooling ourselves that we can change things.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. I think we're going to take a little break. It's great having Matt on the show. Matt, do you want to stick around to finish things off, or what's up? I think we might have Amanda Bynes calling in. I keep tweeting her, and I think she might be calling in.
Well, I'm really tired, so I apologize to the audience if I've not been funny enough or whatever. But I'll take a load off here, and I'll take this opportunity to bow out.
No worries. Yeah, no, I appreciate you staying as long as you did, all things considered, and you've been a great guest. And a good sport, and I'd love to have you back on sometime soon.
Sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Talk to you soon.
The info.
Thanks, Vic.
It's Vince. It's going to be Vic. What's up with that? Oh, great. Now people are going to start calling me Vic in the chat room, aren't they? All right, so it's Vince in the Bay. I still have Hammurabi's Code, Anon Sicko, Omegle Dev? Dev? You still there?
Omegle Dev, yeah. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm gonna. If you want to hang around for the rest of the show, Megal Dev, we're gonna try to get Amanda Bynes to call in. If everybody could just do me a favor, and right now tweet to Amanda Bynes asking her to call into the show. Just tweet her the show number. And this worked last time. Apparently, there's a new beef. She got into another beef recently. Some swimsuit model, and she also her last tweet that I saw was, "I'm not crazy." So that's exactly what somebody says when they know they're fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So everybody, right now, if you're listening and you're on Twitter, if you could just tweet to Amanda Bynes and ask her politely to call into the show, give her the show number. It's 1-347-826-7667, and hopefully she'll call in and give us the update, like why she's pissed off at this swimsuit model. I think they're like the same age. I think they're both 27, and she tweeted her something like, "Oh, you look like a 57-year-old hag," and I looked at the chick. She doesn't look like a 57-year-old hag. She looks. In fact, I wouldn't mind having the two of them together. I think that would be...
I'm taking a look at it right now. She does not look like that, no.
I think they should kiss and make up and make a Vincent May sandwich, you know.
I just all right, a good tweet time, for you.
Good time, and the good times will continue. We got 40 minutes to go. If you want to join it, 347-826-7667, everybody. Let's...
We're up all night to get lucky. She's up all night to the sun. again. Nice again. Nice again. Nice again. Nice again.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. She's here. She called. Holy shit, she fucking called. We got her on again. Amanda, she's gonna be here in just a second, everybody. Okay, I'm back. VITB back in this for only a half hour more live, and you're somebody made it happen. We had some listeners tweet Amanda Bynes, and it worked again. She fucking called in. So now, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show Amanda Bynes. Hey, Amanda. Amanda, are you there? Oh, shit. Hang on, Amanda. Fucking BTR technology is a piece of crap. I'm trying to bring back Sicko. We lost Hammy. Okay, there we go. Amanda Bynes, you're on Vince in the Bay with the non-Sicko, and
Omigaldev. What's up, Amanda?
Just keeping it real, and I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I noticed you tweeted that you're not crazy. Why would you tweet that? If you're not crazy, then why even tweet that you're not crazy? It should be assumed then, right?
Oh, my God. This stupid model was mocking me. She was saying she was surprised that I had any support left. And she, like, insinuated that I'm crazy.
Wait, now, do you even know this model, the swimsuit model?
Not
apparently
really.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Yeah, she's just getting
claiming,
up in your shit.
She was pulling for me, and, oh, she was hoping I'd get better, and then, yeah, right, she was just being a bitch.
Hmm. Wow. Well, you know what you should do? Instead of, like, you should channel your energy, Amanda. You really should. Don't go off on Twitter rampages. Just unfollow them or block them. And I mean, you are at another. You're like at another standard. You're Hollywood. You're a celebrity. You know, you can't get tied down by these diversions. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But I mean, she's not even a pretty model compared to me. I was signed on with Ford models when I was 13 years old. I mean, I don't look up to this bitch beauty-wise. I'm far prettier than she is. I'm offended she's even saying that I have a mental illness. I show no sign of a mental illness, right?
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. I would argue that you do show signs of mental illness.
No, I don't.
Well, you sound like you're in a stage of arrested development. You're 27 years old, but you sound like you're like 13. You really sound young for your
age.
But
I'm an actress.
And you
I
look very young for your
I
age, too. You kind of look like a 19-year-old, and you're 20, and you act like one, and you're 19, and you're 27. I mean, let's get it together here, girl.
Well, that's good, because she looks 45, but she's my age.
All right, that's...
I mean,
you
she's
did,
not
that,
pretty,
okay, that's true.
So.
No, actually, she does look older than you. She looks more mature. Actually,
I
wouldn't mind.
Go for her.
Yeah, I should get her on the show. Wow, I don't think she's that.
I mean,
that
I'm not intimidated by her. I think she's just jealous. She's an ugly model. Her career is uninspiring, and I don't respect her at all. She's not a beauty queen. I'm a beauty queen.
Okay. You're a beauty queen. What pageant did you win?
None, but I'm a beauty queen. I feel like being a beauty queen tonight.
Oh, I see. Amanda, do you have some sort of, personality disorder? Like maybe multiple personality disorder or something?
No, I'm just an actress.
Do you have an addictive personality? Are you clingy?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I don't know. I just worry about you, Amanda. You know, I didn't really know much about you. Kind of like the subject that I had earlier. This guy, I don't even know who he was. I have to look at my goddamn... Bill Talley. This pedophile. What do you think about pedophiles, Amanda?
Oh, my God. Pedophiles are nasty. They should be, like, dragged by the balls or something.
Well, this healthcare executive turned Twitter activist, who, by the way, he had, it's reported that he had over 9,000 Twitter followers. He had gone from a former executive in the healthcare industry to being totally broke and just being basically a blogger. But he did have, amazingly enough, a huge following.
Over
9,000 followers.
It's over 9,000!
Huh?
That's nothing. I have 1.5 million.
I know, that's what that's what somebody tweeted me. Yeah, I know, that's like a drop in the bucket. Like you get that many, you probably get that many retweets.
Exactly. Because I have so many adoring fans.
Yeah, you are kind of hot, but you know, lately you've been kind of, your face looks kind of puffy, and you got like a wig on or some shit. What's going on?
Well, I just haven't been feeling well. I'm in the middle of so many legal battles. Like right now, I'm doing TMZ
because fake photos. I hate those guys. Yeah. I'm suing them too. That's funny. Yeah, everybody's got a suit against those guys. Those guys are dicks.
They put photos and they said it was me with a bong. Clearly, I was just holding a blue bottle.
Yeah,
a
bottle
suddenly
leads to
bong. Fake evidence.
They Photoshop, make it look like a bong. Fucking assholes.
I mean, they're a lame excuse for a news source. They're criminals. They should be arrested.
Okay, you know what? A non-priest is provoking me in the chat room. He's going to go on timeout. He told me to stop being a fascist. I will not. I do not take that. I take offense to that. I don't think that's funny at all. In fact, I almost feel like we should acknowledge the rise of fascism. And truly embrace it for what it is. And we'll probably play the fascist national anthem later in the show. But right now we have Amanda Bynes, everybody. She's got all kinds of beef going on with this swimsuit model, and we're taking your calls if you have questions for her. I think we have Shadow now. Shadow DXS, you're on with Amanda Bynes.
What up, motherfucker? And fake Amanda Bynes, how are you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm
trying
higher
to keep
than a motherfucker.
It real here.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I don't do drugs.
Sucks to be you, bitch. So, what's up with this pedo dude getting only a fucking year in prison, man? That's some bullshit. Like, I know drug dealers and shit that got caught with fucking a dime bag of weed and shit on the third strike. Fucking sitting up in that motherfucker for life, Vince. Life. It will never see the outside of the fucking prison system. Ever. Institutionalized is the biggest fucking word they have in the vocabulary now.
And all I wanted was a Pepsi. She wouldn't give it to me. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We've got a perilous 23 minutes to go. If you want to jump aboard this cavalcade of mediocrity, there's still time. Once again, it's 347-826-7667, or you can Skype in. You go through the show page. There's a little Skype button at the top of the page. Bada bing, bada boom. You connect on Skype. Whatever. Do what you got to do. Hide behind four VPNs and 57 proxies, and you should be good. So, hey, Shadow.
Hey, Willie.
Did you see what I did with Assert earlier?
Nah, I saw the name in the chat room earlier, but then I went off to go play some video games on the Xbox 360.
Oh, you know what you missed? I banned her from my chat room.
No, you put the ban hammer down?
I ban hammered her, dude. She tweeted a direct message that I sent to her. Because I wanted her to call into a show one time and like pretend to be somebody else, and it was gonna be like a bit where like she calls in and I'm like, she just calls in under a name like Butthurt Vaughn, yeah,
people.
Exactly, and I'd be like, oh hey, what's up? You said
sound kind of cool, and just totally, you know, I thought that'd be a good bit.
Act so like you guys are completely fucking cool with each other and just run with it. Right. Sounds legit.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good bit for the show. And now she's all buttered. She called in tonight. She called in. It was on hold. And I was hoping that that's what we were going to do. We even talked about what name we were going to go with. She wanted to be not Assert MacFags.
That's a little too simple.
Yeah, I was like, she's like, that's what I'm going to go on as, not Assert MacFags. And I was like,
I felt a female hormone.
I was like,
why not
her Von Stinkelstein or
yeah.
Mac.
Such creativity.
Homos. Just mix it around. Just reform it.
That just goes
and
to show
like,
you
no,
that no matter
obvious.
How much.
That's too obvious. I'm like, wait, I'm not Assert MacFags is less obvious? Is that subtle? What are you talking about?
Right. Like, it doesn't need to be like, you know, a fucking persona management account or some shit. It's just got to be something, you know, like a play on things to make
by
it
the way,
comical.
By the way, I know Assert's still listening because you can still listen to the show even if I kick you out of the chat room. If she is a true elite hacksaw, and she could easily in the next 20 minutes change her IP, create a new account, and be back in the chat room.
Oh,
she
dude,
could do
she
that.
Could hop on a VPN. She could be
she could do
that.
A
shit wizard right now.
She could get in so easy. But she can't get back in as that account because it bans account and IP. So she'll just have to come
damn.
In.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's,
so
that's just,
she has
that
to create a new
account.
Kind of but she can create her Assert ACK flags or whatever instead and then auth on Twitter.
Dude, you're going to make this she woman, she man, whatever, fucking rage all over the internet.
If she has true actor skills, even the basics. I mean, Vincent the Bay can do that. I mean, I threw down the gauntlet with Danny once like that, but he was like, you know what, dude, it's cool. You're doing me a favor. I really shouldn't be hanging. You know, I really should like do in real life shit.
I don't know what's going on with Danny, man. Danny's just doing Danny right now, so...
Yeah, good for him, man. That guy, he's a talented, funny guy, man.
He is, you know? I mean,
he's got to channel that into something, you know, profitable.
We are talking about Danny from the Russell League, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, that dude's got the... You know, he's got potential to go out in there and do shit, but, you know, he's just, he likes to have fun. That's his problem, you know. That's kind of what we all really like. I mean, we've all had our moments where we've done some shit that's just, you know, a little bit out of everybody's way, but it was just something that needed to get done. We don't really like to talk about it much. It's not something to go around rubbing in everybody's face. But Lord forbid if we make someone fucking rage on the internet, we're the first ones to sit there and laugh and point and draw attention to it. So, you know, we like it. It's hilarious. It's kind of our little thing. It's like trolls in general, dude. And it's going to be a sad day when the troll leaves the internet. And eventually it will happen, you know? You'll point in society where everybody just stops giving a fuck. And at that time, the world will be a very disgusting place.
I would like to... thank all the people that are tweeting me during the broadcast. Once again, thanks to Matt Osborne for showing up and hanging out for so long. But these people keep
that
tweeting
the
shit.
From Alabama?
Huh?
Is that the fucker from Alabama?
I don't know. You know, I meant to ask.
They were saying that they were from Alabama.
You know what? That's a good question. I even wrote down Matt's Ask Mac about his background. And I forgot to put that out there. I got sidetracked by, I don't know, Sicko or somebody.
Yeah. So would the Sicko stop being a member of Anonymous or stop?
Yeah,
being
he's
a
just Sicko
freedom?
Now. He's just Sicko.
Okay, well, good for him. I mean, like, I still don't agree with the dude's viewpoints on a lot of things. I mean, he's not a bad person. It's just I can't agree with any of his shit.
I understand.
Hey, Amanda, what do you think about Anonymous? Do you like Anonymous? Have they hacked you or anything?
I think they hacked me today, actually.
They probably hack you like daily. That, if it's not them, it's some other skitty that's like fucking with your shit, huh?
Yeah, because I keep having to get a new password.
Now they shut your shit down. There's a difference.
I don't know. Some of the stuff people say I tweet, I think it was anonymous. I think they just, like, hack my account so they can blame it on me so the media can make fun of me again.
I don't know. I think you just do so much not drugs that you forget that you do these things.
I don't do drugs.
That's what I said. You do all these not drugs.
She's not crazy either. She's not crazy either. She just tweeted earlier tonight, not crazy.
Oh, she's not crazy.
Actually,
it's on the internet.
I'm going to sue NYPD.
You're what?
I'm going to sue NYPD for illegally entering my apartment. They lied about my drugs because I didn't have any on me. They lied about me tampering with non-existent drug paraphernalia.
Well, hold on. Did the New York did NYPD show you a warrant?
No.
Did they show you a piece of paper and claim it was a warrant?
No.
Did they hand you anything at all?
No.
Hey, you're full of shit. They don't operate like
that. The apartment complex lied about me smoking in the building. I'm going to sue them, too.
There's a lot of people out there saying that you're doing drugs, Amanda. I think you're a pot smoker.
I'm allergic to alcohol and drugs. I'm allergic.
Wait, how can you be allergic to drugs, like all of them?
Hey, that's not an allergic reaction, sweetheart. That's called getting buzzed.
Isn't caffeine a drug? All right, I want to thank the fact checkers in the peanut gallery there. Trina Cuppet, a.k.a. Keyboard Ninja, and Gotham underscore Rocker, a.k.a. Bat Anonymous, they confirm Matt Osborne is from Alabama. He's a blogger from Alabama. And I forgot to ask him also whether he was like a liberal or whatever. And he seemed to come off as more left-leaning. So I don't know what that's all about. But I thought he was a cool guy, and I thought he had a great perspective on things, and I appreciated his call. That was
interesting. Wonderful.
I mean, I feel like the show has turned into like the Nancy Grace of BTR.
The Nancy Grace of BTR.
Yeah, last night we were talking about the Hammond case. We're just every night is going to be hard hitting discussion about different court cases revolving internet stuff.
That makes my genitals sad. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I aim to please.
My genitals are crying.
Just self-mute if they get too loud.
Can we do we do overtime with Amanda Bynes tonight, Ben?
No,
dude,
I'm going to just play that Daft Punk song on a loop, and I'm going to go in the green room with her and do a little sexy
you
time.
You selfish, fucking, malevolent, yep. Dictating stack of shit.
Yep.
I love you.
Too much. I'm going to get lucky while you guys hear a loop of that song, Get Lucky.
All right. At least I can...
Okay. You know what?
I know that our team...
10 minutes left. Let's take questions from the chat room. I'm going to just have the chat room open, and anybody wants to ask me a question, feel free to do so. Chef Bone RD says you should introduce Amanda to Pimp Bishop C. Jack Ellis. We were talking about C. Jack.
Yeah.
C. Jack Ellis was what we were talking about. Yeah. Priest says, I'm shooting caffeine into my penis right now.
That sounds like a hot thing to do, Priest.
Priest got put on timeout earlier for talking bad about fascism. I mean, dude, we're all fascists. Embrace it. Don't be a self-hating fascist.
That is a bare way. I'm about to answer your question.
All right, here
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere from 125 to 600 pounds. That's for a male. Shit wizard. To answer your question, how much a bear weighs. Yep.
Right,
not
bro. So my guest tonight, that's Matt Osborne's. I just pasted into the chat room. That's his blog. It goes Osborne E Osborne As Osborne Inc. O S B O R N E I N K .com.
You know, this dude just screams, "I touch children."
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier, was this guy William Talley, this pedo who went by political_Bill, which is like the most generic fucking Twitter handle. I mean, come on, seriously.
That's like a 1990s-style nickname, Political
yeah,
Bill.
That, seriously, that's AOL chat room.
Absolutely. Right there. That is grade A pedophile material right there, sir.
That's red flag number one, the screen name.
You know what his name reminds me of? The webisode of Father Tucker, the child fucker. It was a Swift video, a webisode thing that they had going on the internet. And it was around the time frame. Anyways, it was like the AOL time frame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. All right, chat room, any other questions? Chat room, any other questions for the panel tonight? We still have Sicko here. Amanda Bynes. We have Omegal Dev and also Shadow DXS and myself. If you have questions for us, hit us up on Twitter too. I was getting a lot of tweets earlier. That was kind of fun.
Dev says that he thinks that he's muted.
No, you're not muted. I unmuted you.
Well,
you can.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I appreciate you self muting. I appreciate you self muting.
Hell no, Vince. Thank
you. Okay, here's a question from Priest for Amanda. Amanda, are you still there?
Yes.
Priest asks, is Vince sexy?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Bitch, you have to be smoking drugs.
You think I'm sexy?
Wait, you
I'm serious now.
Vince, you want to come to my place? Vince?
Sure. Once the show's over, no problem.
Don't do it, dude. She smokes drugs.
Vince,
nude. That's Amanda. That's you're supposed to. That's just between me and you, right?
Oh, sorry. Well, I sent him nude too.
Dude, you're weird.
Like a little giggle
it's
machine.
I don't agree with your tweet. I don't agree with your tweet, Amanda. You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
You're totally crazy.
I'm totally not crazy.
Crazy bastard face. That's all there is to it.
I personally think that she's suffering from an access to disorder.
What is that precisely?
What?
Well, there's multiple ones.
I
mean, I'm not a psychologist or anything. There's multiple ones. You got like paranoid personality disorder, schizoid personality disorder, borderline personality disorders.
Are you calling from a boiler room?
What's that?
Are you calling from a boiler room or something?
No, that's my AC.
Are you driving a semi? What's going on in the background?
No, that's my AC.
Turn it the fuck off. Sweat for 6 minutes.
Yeah, show's going to be over in 4 minutes, dude.
Oh,
so he turns it up. So he increases it. There we go. Oh, so much better now. Oh,
that's right, speaking.
My bad, man. That thing's loud. Sorry.
Yay!
All right, guys. So, once again, big ups to Matt Osborne for coming on earlier. And if you missed it, if you got here late and missed it, check out the archive. The first hour and a half, Matt is here talking about Bill Talley, this former health executive turned, quote, Twitter activist, who was sentenced today to 1 year in prison and 8 years of probation for having child porn. But more importantly, Amanda Bynes is with us on our panel again tonight. Very, very happy to have her here. What?
When are you getting your career back, Amanda?
Oh, I'm actually working on becoming a rapper now. Why are you laughing?
Bitch, you white and stupid. You ain't gonna be a rapper.
Do you have a demo set?
A what?
Who's writing your songs? Who's writing your songs?
I do.
I can't wait till the first album comes out.
Okay, so there's already a Twitter parody account about Political Bill, and there's and it was created during the show.
Nice.
Lovely.
Called Prison underscore Bill. Well, no, it wasn't. It was. I guess it looks like it's got a lot of fun. No. Okay, it just tweeted within the last minute. I take that back. It looks like it's whatever. Prison Bill just tweeted me, and he said, "What the fuck is wrong with Political Bill? It's not a generic, ordinary name. It's me. I'm a liberal god."
A liberal god.
He's a liberal god.
I think he's on drugs.
I think you're on drugs, too.
I am not on drugs.
Shadow, I'd appreciate it if you don't, if you wouldn't falsely accuse my guests of doing illicit drugs.
Literal bacon quashing.
Oh, shit, what? You don't really have. You just wanted to get. Well, you said you didn't say the full word.
I said literal bacon quashing.
Literal bacon quashing. Oh, I thought you said literal bacon question. Question. I was like, okay, go ahead, shoot. Give me a literal bacon question.
No, literal bacon quashing.
Yeah.
And shout out to King and Kel.
All right, we're going to wrap this up right now. This is the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you to Shadow for, being Shadow. Thank you, Omegle Dev. Do you have anything you'd like to say really quickly before we sign off here?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks for having me on the show, Vince.
All right. Well, thank you for participating. It was great to have you on. And Anon Sicko, any final thoughts before we sign off? Anon Sicko. I'm sorry, Jess Sicko. He left the room. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I'll say, go A's, fuck the Giants. How about that?
The A's fuck the Giants tonight?
No, I said go A's, fuck the Giants.
Oh, yeah, go A's, fuck the Giants. I agree. And last but not least, Amanda Bynes. Any final thoughts?
My name is Amanda, and I'm here to say I don't do drugs, and I'm not crazy. I'm perfectly sober. You can see it in my eyes, so don't even listen to the media lies. I don't drink. I don't own a bong. I retired from acting. Now I write my own songs.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you, Vince.
You're so
talented. Are you my biggest fan now that SFAG whatever is gone?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, I could get used to you being around. Absolutely. Thank you for coming on tonight. I will. All right, Amanda, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody else, for listening tonight. It was a fantastical show, as per usual. I don't know when I'll be back. Maybe Friday, maybe not, maybe Sunday, I don't know. But until then, keep it real, and I'm gonna jump in the lulz chopper here. Get the fuck out. All right, dudes. Peace out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay.
PITV for life, bitches.
Thank you, very nice.